702.
Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mbakanyane.
Let's walk the talk.
Seven 36 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. Time now to say good morning to Anna Drapido. Hi, Anna.
Hello, hello.
Of course, our resident food critic. She's an author. She is a journalist. She is an anthropologist, bringing us food, food history, how we experience food in our everyday lives, what food tells us about ourselves, just everything to do with the culinary experience is Anna's purview. And today, Anna, you're giving us a list of things that we can eat over the next few weeks to make us feel like we're already on holiday, and perhaps things that we can eat whilst everybody else is on holiday, but we are staying home whilst we're staycationing, because, of course, we see COVID numbers also on the rise. Not so.
Yes, exactly. Look, I don't want to sound ungrateful, but somehow, I don't know what happened, but everybody I work for woke up about a week ago and noticed that nobody has done any work this year, and that really we ought to have achieved something in 2020. And that, so, you know, it's wonderful on one level. I've got masses of last-minute commissions. But I am suddenly so resentful because, you know,
the rush.
we all thought that this year was over. It was supposed to be over. And then suddenly a whole lot of people said, well, would you just do me this thing? And by the way, the deadline is next Monday. And, you know, so, and partly, you know, it's that thing of, if you want something done, ask a busy person. That, you know, I had spent the year lying on my bed watching Netflix, and I've forgotten how to work hard. That I am absurdly resentful that these people are expecting me to deliver on like significant bits of work in a very short period of time. And obviously, to have work is an absolute blessing in this economic climate. But
sure.
I am sitting here thinking, I thought I was about to be on holiday. I want to be on holiday. It's not fair. Clearly, it's at least a few weeks before I can sort of like sink into that holiday state.
So how are you taking your mind off things?
Well, I've just decided I'm going to pretend to be on holiday by eating holiday food.
Okay.
The first thing I thought, if I thought, you know, what is it? If I think Durban, you know, what is the absolute taste of Durban? And obviously there's bunny chow and all of that. But for me, the taste of the Durban beachfront is when you stop at the spicy pineapple vendor and you get that contrast between the sweet and the heat and the sticky pineapple juice dripping down your fingers. Because you know those pineapples, it's on a stick and then it's been sort of sprinkled with that masala chili salt.
Yeah, it's been cut into quarters and absolutely delicious.
That for me is the taste of a Durban holiday. You know, that and that one can do at home, you know, that it really is. If you look at those masala spice mixes, they are essential for pineapple because there's a specific pineapple masala.
Really?
Yes, they are essentially, if you look what's in them, they are chili and cinnamon and salt. So you can make it yourself. But if you just don't trust yourself, and I don't think, you know, when in doubt, always, you know,
go to the source.
Ask people who really know. Go to the source.
Yeah.
If you go to the Spice Emporium in Durban, now, if you are in Durban, you can go in. It's the best shop in the universe, and it has a magnificent little restaurant inside. But for those of us pretending to be in Durban, www.spiceemporium.co.za, they have a magnificent online shop. If you spend over 500 Rand, they don't even charge you to deliver. They have a, if you go and look through all their masala mixes, they have a spiced pineapple masala mix, and they will send it to you. It'll be here by tomorrow morning.
Oh, lovely stuff.
You can play Durban beachfront. You know, go get a pineapple, cut it up, kind of sprinkle on the pineapple masala, and pretend, you know, you can have that sweety, heaty, sticky, fabulous, tangy thing, and pretend you're in Durban. So that's my suggestion number one, is the Spice Emporium online shop can make you feel like you're in Durban.
Now, that sounds fantastic. Help us pretend that we are in Cape Town. How do we do that?
Okay. You know, I think there's nothing that says kind of Cape Coastal cuisine quite as much as an apricot jam basted snook on a braai. Mm. And I know that, like, you really ought to be braaiing on the beach to have the full Cape Town kind of experience.
Snook experience,
snook,
yeah.
You know, let's face it, that's not happening right now. But you can have the snook based with the apricot jam.
Mm-hmm.
The snook doesn't travel well, so don't get... If anybody tells you they've got a fresh snook, just walk away. Unless you're actually in Cape Town, you know, they just go sort of puck if they with traveling. But if you lightly smoke a snook, uh-huh, it travels perfectly happily and is very delicious. And in fact, for impatient holiday makers, if you've got a lightly smoked snook and you put that on your braai, then it's much quicker than a raw snook. So I would suggest you go to La Marina in Modderfontein. They have whole sides of snook, of lightly smoked snook.
Uh-huh.
You make yourself a butter and apricot jam mixture, and you kind of melt that and you brush it on and you braai in your own back garden and you pretend to be in Cape Town. And you won't even have to have, you know, Cape Townians get so mean. They don't like it when we come to their place. But actually, you probably will have a nicer experience without people writing snotty signs that say you're not in Sandton now. If you just do your snook in your own back garden in 702 land, that if you want to sort of have a really kind of proper kind of snook braai experience, why not amarus pile, so roaster cook.
Okay.
It's those char-grilled breads. It's bread dough. You cook it over the grid on your fire for your kind of really holiday feeling. Lashings of butter and apricot jam and your snook, and it's like Cape Town, only better.
Only better. I love it. All right, so that's lamarinafoods.co.za online that you can find the snook at. Now, you're taking us... Yeah?
And they'll bring it to you. You don't even have to leave your house if you don't want to. You can also go into La Marina and, you know, you can play with all the other delicious things they've got in the shop as well. So either go into Modderfontein or go online, order your snook and wait for it to swim right up to your door.
Fantastic. Now, you're taking us all the way to Limpopo.
Yes. So, you know, I think Limpopo is the kind of great holiday destination that, so if you are feeling like having one of those kind of hot, big open sky, the road that goes on forever kind of Limpopo experiences,
mm-hmm,
I would suggest that what you do is you buy yourself some dia tea.
Dia now, tea. Mm-hmm.
Dia, that it's a root. It's Sefa Padia, and it's an indigenous root that you find in Setakuni land, mm-hmm, in Limpopo, and it's traditionally infused into a tea that's drunk both for pleasure and for medicinal purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're drinking it for medicinal purposes, it's traditional healers tell you it will increase fertility, it reduces period pain,
mm-hmm,
it's full of sort of good sort of female internal benefits,
mm-hmm,
that if you are just drinking it because you want the taste of Limpopo, it's got an earthy, slightly bitter, but in a nice way, floral green sort of a taste.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a wonderful company that's called Sechong Tea.
Mm-hmm.
And they are part of a community project. They're part of a Pedi community project where they make a range of these really delicious indigenous teas that they package beautifully, that, you know, they've got the original flavor, so you can do a really kind of traditional Limpopo taste experience, or you can do a sort of hipster reimagination, sort of chai tea or your dia and all of that. That they are available in a lot of delis. They've suddenly got kind of super successful. But if you go to www.sechong, which is spelled SETSONG.co.za, and they're all over Instagram and those kinds of things, you will find that they not only have beer, but there are a range of lovely sort of Limpopo infusions that can make you feel like you're there. And a lot of their infusions work really, and Dia is one of them, they work fantastically well as cocktails. So if you make the tea, you cool it down, and then you start like playing with the rum and the vodka, you can make yourself very happy.
All right, fantastic. Putting ideas in our heads there, Anna. And then how do we cool down in the Eastern Cape as we finish off our conversation?
Well, it is just so hot at the moment, isn't it? And for those of us that are like stuck to our desks and muttering about work that we want but don't want, let's play at being in the Eastern Cape. And I would suggest Mvubo. Now, Mvubo is, you know, it's crumbly pap, so it's mpokopo and mask curd. Mm-hmm. So you've got this lovely combination of the crumble of the maize meal and the kind of rich, creamy generosity of the curds and the sourness, and I think, the ultimate Eastern Cape treat.
Yeah.
And it's said to cool people down on a hot day. Mm. And right now, I think we all need cooling down on the hot day. And this is the easiest and cheapest. You don't even have to turn your computer on. This, you just go to the supermarket and you buy yourself a liter of Mars and some mealie meal, and you can have the ultimate cool Eastern Cape holiday at home. And it's responsible, it's delicious, it's just everything we need right now.
Anna, you have just thrown me into an existential tailspin. It has just occurred to me that I do not know how to make umphokoqo. And at any point when I feel like having some, I literally have to go back home and visit my mom. Am I even an adult at this point?
Well,
oh, my goodness.
I'm not sure. I am a Pondoland princess. So, you know, me, I'll show you. But that receiver is shameful. And I mean, I really think it's the great taste
it's
of
delicious.
The Eastern Cape.
That's amazing.
This is the risotto of Pondoland, that why we don't have it in every kind of smart restaurant, I do not know. It does everything, taste, texture. It is the heavenly,
yeah.
It's the essence.
Yeah.
If I had to go to Mars,
yeah,
and never come back, the thing that I would say, that is the taste of South Africa, that is what I would cry for.
As the kids would say,
umphokoqo
is so necessary. Any day, every day, anytime.
It is, and it will cool you down, and nobody should be actually getting in the taxi and going to the Eastern Cape at the moment. It's just dangerous, but you can play being in the Eastern Cape right in your own backyard.
Lovely stuff. Anna, that was so much fun. Chat next week.
Thank you.
All right. Maybe send me a picture of the latest pot of umphokoqo that you've made, or maybe you've reached a very big age and you are like me and still cannot make it, and you have to go home to experience umphokoqo. My goodness. 31702, that's the SMS line.